I wish it was that easy.
I looked him up on computer.
And I guess Nikki asked me. We've been having computer problems. And she mentioned this meeting, and I don't know if it was earlier or not. And I said, I didn't get any note on it. And she said, really? So she said, how about 2:30? And I said, I have to have my blood checked at 1:30. But I said, I'll be there. Yeah. And I have, I don't know if you're going to talk about, I brought 111 and 126.
It's going into the prison boarding.
All right,
well, to be continued.
This is Brenda's time.
I'll come
back to you.
What?
Yes.
Yep.
You said 111.
111 is the jury account.
Right, and then you also said
126 is the circuit court account.
Okay, and it seems like there's.
And 112.
Okay, let's start at 111.
Okay.
You know what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. I do.
I don't know what we can do, but you know what we're trying to do.
The
first one out of the back, the box here, is the judge. And that's a,
is the judge the 111?
That's okay. A $5,000 increase, right?
Right.
Really?
Can we talk about that?
I don't even have that. In 111, you're saying there's a $5,000 increase?
Mm-hmm.
That went from
yes.
42,750 to 47.
Where is the increase?
He asked for extra court reporter.
It's not on my report. $5,000?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And I'll be honest, I have no say in this account. The only thing I did see on this is the interpreter translator that was $266. We had asked for $750.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why the county's paying any of that. I'm not sure what that is, because the state should reimburse us 100% on that. We always use state-certified interpreters and translators. As long as we do that, it's the state should be reimbursed on that. That's the only thing that I would question on that.
How much has you spent on jury so far this year? Do you know?
Yes, I do. As of 12:15 today's date.
Yeah.
On that line, 111.50.050.
Uh huh.
39,652.53.
So right at 40,000. Okay.
And I can tell you, in the month of January of 2012, I've got 7 juries already scheduled.
Hmm.
Looking at more than.
Maybe I'll get tapped. Hmm. Can I sign up for jury next year during budget time? The entire. And I won't even try to get out, Ron. I'll be just gone.
The next time, well, you may be here for trial.
I may be on trial.
We may be on your jury.
But I would be happy to take anything back to the judge on this account.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Are we required under Missouri law mandated to allow this $5,000 automatically because it's the judge? If we are, then we don't have anything to say about that.
I would think it would fall under the same statute as the 126. The other accounts, but I'm.
Would you mind taking a message back to him that we're trying to get a 5% cut?
If there's a way, that'd be wonderful.
Okay. I will be happy to ask him about the interpreter. And
okay.
I noticed that there was a bill $266, but still, he did ask for $750 there.
Okay.
That's a little bit. I will sort of ask that. Really? Other than that, guys, I just wouldn't have any idea how to shave anything off of this.
Okay.
Let's go to
112.
112.
I show it's a flat over last year.
That I show it has up by 9,000.
Mine obviously was printed. Oh.
I have. He requested 54,788.60 in 2011. Is that what you have around?
Yes.
And for 2012, he has asked for $64,113.76.
The Guardian ad litem is jumping from $49,000 to $60,000. That's a big part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And as you know, more court cases we have, people who come in for...
Right.
With children.
Can I see that? I'm going to plug the numbers in.
That so is what we asked for, and on that one...
Mine, my picture is better.
I'm ignoring you.
Jim, I don't have on that one. What?
So you went from $33,000 in supplies of rate down to 600 requests from last year.
That is for the judge's account.
Okay. Telephone.
So far we've been...
So with supplies?
So far we've been really successful with every elected official. Well, and the sheriff has just given us $130,000. We just need to double that.
What's supplies and freight as far as the judge is concerned?
On this? $600.
Yeah. Yeah. But he can come to the circuit clerk's office.
take it out of there?
Yeah. Okay. And get, you know. So,
16.
Did you work with him for us on this?
Oh, yeah.
I would
sure,
really appreciate that.
With this guardian ad litem, and I don't know what we've spent so far this year. I don't know. I'm not sure on his account. Okay. On that one, I don't know where he's at on that one.
But if we can hold this back somewhere where it was budgeted, we know this. If he has the expenses, we're going to pay him. We just have to make the budget. Yes. Okay. We will take care of the judge.
Okay.
So you're going to go back to the judge and ask him that?
Sure. Okay. The guardian at Wyden looks to me like where the increase was.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure where we're at now, what we've spent so far. So
okay.
I had it ran in July, so I'm not on that one, but I will ask.
I'm going to look into his office expense compared to what we approved before. Cut that in half.
Right.
On the 112 account?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. 120 what?
126.
Can you tell me what your total is at the bottom of the page?
As far as the request or what was...
$99,084.
You've
got three totals that I've been given.
Mm-hmm, me too.
You never did that.
I had your original request at $95,684.
My original was, last year I had $100,200.
Right.
This
okay.
year I asked for $99,084. Unless it's calculated wrong.
Well. Can you run through the subtotals real fast? Salary expense of $41,184?
Correct.
$39,100?
Correct.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
$37.50 for
no.
equipment expense? What do you got?
$4,000 even.
Give me the line items if you wouldn't mind.
$1,000 on equipment purchase,
uh-huh.
$500 on equipment repair,
okay.
$2,500 on equipment maintenance, total of $4,000.
Okay.
$3,500?
Yep.
And $11,400.
Gotcha. All right. I'm at $99,184.
184?
Uh-huh.
I've got $99,084. So
yes.
184.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. So that's where we are.
And right now...
That's a 1.0001% decrease, by the way.
Right now, last year was approved $100,200. And right now, we have spent $98,574.61. That's to date.
Can you find a way to make this at $95,190?
I don't know. I will do what I can. I noticed that our postage, we've spent a lot more on postage this year than what I had anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hoping that we would see a decrease in that.
Okay.
But at the time, it was year before last, we were paying out $2 fee per case, and I think we've caught up with that.
Okay.
Postage is getting us more. But on the other hand, I've asked the judge to let us charge more for, get a little bit more on postage. And then we're also scanning everything starting in January and going to be emailing. So I hate to say on postage if we can go down any on that. I just supplies and freight, tried to bring that down. Telephone, we were spending more on that, and I've actually looked at everyone's account, and it looks like just, you know, ordinary calls. Equipment purchase, I don't know about any purchase besides monitors, but the equipment repair and maintenance has been kind of hitting us. Not all of our copiers are under contract, but it costs so much to get them under a contract, so I've got one or two copiers that's hourly. Dues and conferences, that's, we cut out, as far as the clerk's office cut out, all dues and conferences that weren't reimbursed by the state. Guardian ad litem is Judge Justice sets that account. Subscriptions are Missouri Lawyers Weekly. Notice just to date on this year, our postage, 10.5 was approved. I've spent $14,000. Supplies, I had 25. I've spent 22, so that kind of worked out there. And I spent more on the telephone. So I'm a little over on that on the office expense. Have any suggestions?
I don't.
Is there anything that's within this budget that it's within the parameters of Missouri law for you to pay that out of the other fund that you have through this year that would allow us to have that $5,000? And if in case that would work, then I have four or five areas that I could get, or if you just have one. In other words, we would budget less in GCR, your fund, if it's allowable, and it may or may not be, I don't know. To pick that up, that would bring us down to where we need to be to offer something back to employees.
Ron, I'll be honest, I don't know what it would be. We put in a panic button system, and that was like $8,500, and we were able to use the law library fund for that. But that's kind of mandated by what we can or cannot do. But we paid like a third of it out of that.
I know we're also looking at looking for funds to do, not records preservation, but we were going to scan documents and whatever it is that we're going to do with perhaps the underground,
right,
or whomever it is that wins the bid.
Right.
Right.
Is that something that will be coming out of your fund? Or?
Okay. That's my...
What is your that fund number?
My fund number?
Special fund.
I don't have a special fund. I have interest.
An interest fund?
Mm-hmm. Interest account.
Does it have a number to it?
Not that I'm aware of. It's not in the county.
I thought.
And as you know, what the books look like downstairs.
Here also is something we could have shared with the sheriff, I think. The inmate security fund, you know what that is? We have $7,300 there. It's never been tapped, Jim.
Weird.
Well, I was just in fishing for the $5,000. As I sat here and I looked at...
On the 126.
Okay. If we did supplies and freight for two, and we did... I don't remember which ones I went down here. Equipment for $1,000.
But if you notice on that run, the postage, I've spent $4,000 more in postage.
I understand.
Do you have what was spent today?
Let me...
I don't. I can get one run off, but I don't have it either.
I have it here.
Let me ask you another question. Mm-hmm. On the employees that the county was fronting the cost for, thus far, have they been recognized by SURF and they're allowed SURF retirement? I know they are loggers. The SURF is now designated that the juvenile people are not county, and so they are not entitled to any SURF retirement funds. And I'm confident that it would be the same decision for
I'm sure it
your
is.
Office. We've just got an opinion from council that says they're not county employees. We need to look at whether or not we give them benefits. We're right now, we are leaning towards yes, doing that. But that's...
up in the air. Okay, on that, you just have to...
But there's, are we hungrier? Are we, if they are, then we'll move on.
At this point, I do not know anything. Is today the last day? Oh, okay. I'm at 98,000, and I had 100,000. So, I mean, that's $2,000. And, you know, and if we don't have to use it, you know, that's
2%.
Right. What if we were 99? What'd you say? 98?
That's right.
I had 98, 184.
I'm sorry, with what I've spent this year, this budget has spent this year.
What's your total on what you had a minute ago?
99,184.
Okay. Yep.
So she's spent almost exactly what she's budgeting for next year.
The only thing I see that the interpreter's translator, it's $266, but we did budget for $750 there.
Right.
And that's in the 111 account.
Right.
I will be happy to take that back. With the 112 account, the equipment purchase, I was going to ask him what that is. I'm not sure. And the guardian ad litem, if he could do anything with that.
Okay.
On the 126 account, be honest, I'm not sure where I can cut anything.
Sure.
The guardian ad litem, Judge Justice did raise that $1,000, and it looks like right now we only spent $5,700 out of the $7,500. So I'm going to share that with Judge and let him know that. So that's a $1,000 increase. I would be happy to take this back and look this over and discuss it with the two judges. And
if you got anything,
okay,
shoot it
to
us. Let us know.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you, ma'am.
If you hear anything else about Jack, you let me know.
I
keep forgetting on this microphone. Can we sit into recess for a few minutes?
Sure.
Let's